Dear visitor, welcome to the Baglio of Carini. This guide has been created by the Jonathan Livingston Association, ODV, under the patronage of the Municipality of Carini, with funding from the National Recovery and Resilience Plan of the Ministry of Culture, is part of Mission 1, Digitalization, Innovation, Competitiveness, Culture and Tourism, and Component 3, Tourism and Culture 4.0. We are honored that you have chosen to visit this place. The Torre Pozzillo, dating back to the first half of the 17th century, stands in the Pozzillo district at the border between Senici and Carini. This historical gem was part of the coastal tower system designed to spot enemies and communicate the alarm quickly through visual signals. The tower's structure is fascinating. Its sloping base, with corners made of cut stone, reflects the military engineering of the time. Inside, the first floor was organized into three rectangular rooms, equipped with a fireplace, a built-in wardrobe, and a well that allowed the supply of water from the cistern below. The covering, with a vaulted ceiling about 5 meters high, was both a functional and imposing element. The Torre Pozzillo was strategically located to ensure visual control of the coast. It was connected to other towers, such as Torre Alba, Torre Mulinazzo, and Torre della Tonara dell'Ursa to the west, and Torre Muzza and Torre della Tonara di Carini to the east. This defensive system, strengthened during the Spanish rule, allowed for rapid signal transmission to warn of enemy raids. In 1691, the tower was entrusted to the Prince of Carini and manned by 3 men, including a gunner. Between 1714 and 1717, it was armed with a bronze cannon on a mobile carriage, hand cannons, arquebuses, a bronze colubrine, the mascolo, halberds, and cannonballs, a small army ready to defend the coast. Today, the Torre Pozzillo is in a state of abandonment, but its picturesque location on the coast continues to captivate. Close to a little-known beach, with rocks and golden sand, it is a destination for locals and history enthusiasts. In recent years, restoration projects for the tower have been proposed, with the ambition to transform it into a cultural and artistic center that preserves the region's historical memory.